Take a look around. Can you see it? This place is constantly changing. Granted, some changes happen so gradually that it's hard to notice, but it's changing right before your eyes. Did you know if you were standing here a couple of 100 million years ago, you'd see mountains all around you? It's true. If it were 100 million years ago, you'd be underwater. There was a vast sea that covered this area and spread all the way to the Arctic. If you fast forward to about 16,000 years ago, you might encounter the very first humans to ever migrate to this area. Or you could turn a corner and be surprised by an elephant-like mammoth. That'd be something. So this place has seen a lot of change. And that change continues today. In fact, there aren't many places where you can see change as easily as you can along a river. This river is the Colorado River. And no, it's not the same Colorado River that flows through the Grand Canyon. This river gets its start in northwest Texas and flows 865 miles to the Gulf of Mexico. Along that way, it's in a constant state of flux. As water flows downstream, it creates ever-changing bends by eroding soil on the outside of the bend and depositing soil on the inside. Water levels constantly fluctuate from floods to droughts and everything in between. This process of flooding and then drying out is what we call flood pulsing, and it's the process that helps a river renew itself. That's important because so many plants and animals depend on clean, healthy rivers. We certainly do. In fact, Austin gets all of its drinking water from this river. Since the beginning of time, human beings have been inextricably linked to water. This desire or need to be near the water is probably why you're here, to walk along the banks of this river. I hope you enjoy your visit. But this river gives us so much more than drinking water. The sound of flowing water and birds singing calms our nerves, puts our senses in tune again. And inevitably, we tend to leave a place like this just a little bit better than we were when we arrived. But we haven't always been the best dance partners with this river. The flood pulsing I mentioned used to happen freely with heavy rains before the 1930s. But between 1938 and 1960, there were 7 dams built on this river, and that flood pulse is now mostly tamed. In 1940, this whole preserve was a barren sand and gravel bar. In the 1950s, it was mined for that sand and gravel. And in 1961, this area was hit by a massive insecticide spill. That killed fish 200 miles downstream within 1 week. By the 1970s, the forest you now see had begun to establish. Also in the 1970s, policies like the Clean Water Act were put in place, and water quality slowly began to improve. In 1984, this 42-acre preserve was established to protect forested habitat along this river. Now, the tree canopy above you is home to warblers and woodpeckers and even bats. But did you know the most diverse and thriving layer in a forest is the forest floor? It's true. It's here among the fallen trees and leaves that you might find shrews, bobcats, even coyotes. You could also come across rattlesnakes or copperheads, so be aware. Oh, and let's not forget about the decomposers, the fungi and the bacteria that turn a fallen tree back into fertile soil so the process can start all over again. And in the river, of course, there are fish, but you might also see great blue herons or turtles. You could even spot an otter or a beaver if you're lucky. Though things have gotten better, sadly, we still have room to improve. Runoff carries trash and chemicals into this river after every storm. Exotic plants like bamboo or ligustrum escape our yards and become established here, reducing the health of this native habitat. But perhaps most frustrating to me, at least, unscrupulous companies have been known to dump concrete or construction waste here. But the good news is, problems we create, we can fix. The more we learn, the more we can help our rivers. I think this is what philosophers meant when they said you can never step into the same river twice, for it's not the same river, and you're not the same person. Perhaps as you head home after your time here, you'll feel a little bit better, maybe a little calmer, a little happier than you were before. Perhaps you might return the favor. If you reduce lawn chemicals, keep trash off our streets, and plant native plants in your yard, you'll do your part each and every day to leave this river just a little better than it was before. So the next time you visit, which I hope is soon, you and this river can have an even better experience.